Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 12th of December. Hope you're all well. Lots gone on overnight. Old football conspiracy theories. I haven't seen any of it, but City got a penalty, Chelsea got a penalty, United got a penalty, Liverpool got a penalty. The only one I have seen, and only at that, not the best angle on Twitter, somebody posted the Liverpool one, but they're off and running in the old Telegram group and Twitter. The whole world's conspiracy theory, these big teams only win because they get the penalties. The Liverpool one, was it a penalty? Wasn't it a penalty? I have no idea. I certainly don't think there's any conspiracy theories. Very quick glance at the one on Twitter, and it is only that one angle that one of you's posted, and I can see why a penalty was given. It just all looked a bit clumsy to me. And he does that, doesn't he? Salah, he's a master at it. If he gets a touch, he goes down. Simple as that. So you've got to be ultra careful when you're doing that against him of what you do. And I haven't seen any of the others, so I don't know whether Norwich, City, and who was then doing the other one, Chelsea. Got a penalty. I know Chelsea won 3-2. I don't even know, was it a penalty that got the winning goal? I honestly don't even know, but obviously these teams attack more, don't they? We were told that with United, they attack more, so you get more penalties. Right, what else have we got? Oh, and then old Boris, haven't we? And it is just surreal. I mean, I'm not going to go into one on him because it's almost too ridiculous for words now. I mean, I've said what I've said for 2 years. You know, you go back right to the days of Have I Got News For You, and everyone says, oh, the public fell in love with him, and this, that Have I Got News For You, you know, and they've come out and said it subsequently, showed everybody why the man shouldn't be given any office whatsoever. And somehow he's been Mayor of London, Foreign Secretary and Prime Minister. I just find it absolutely staggering. And I mean, that picture last night, the optic of the actual picture, it doesn't really look like a party, does it? They sat him in Sackville there. It's not like he caught him in the middle of a 60-man rave. But everything around this, just the lies and the nonsense around it that's gone on now for 2 weeks. And the papers do their thing, don't they? They leak bit by bit by bit, which, you know, is probably not right either, but what an absolute farce. And he is just, I don't expect any different, because that is the man he's always been. People sort of saying, oh, look at him now. He's never been any different. The guy is absolute clown, and he's making the whole parliamentary system, you know, going back from when he prorogued parliament right through, he's just making the whole thing completely undermined and look ridiculous. But there we go. Words fail me, to be honest. Words absolutely fail me that there's anybody in this country that can vote for that flipping imbecile. And there's people who still would. A couple of guys at the dinner the other day I was at, they still would, they said. Just shows you, obviously, the regard that old Keir's held in. But there we go. It's madness. Right, where are we? Where are we? Oh, we've got Advent. I have to say, it's not really going as I expected. We've still yet to have a winner. We had another decent go at a horse yesterday, but we're yet to have one of these winners. Where are we? Advent calendar. Mark from Wales, he had a Moolah Gold win and place yesterday. I don't know where it finished, but it didn't do either of those. So we now have 4 settled bets. I'm 135 knickered down. I thought, it won't cost me much. They'll all back a few winners, this, that and the other. Nothing. Useless. But obviously we do have a fair portion of money outstanding on, anti-posters. Right, so yesterday we played for £55. The answer, of course, was trampoline in. Really easy one. Very simple, and the money is going to Hull, believe it or not. It's going all the way to Hull, probably pay for some good infrastructure up there. £55, John Crowther, well done, son. John Crow, 5:30. Now, John's always says now then when he emails me or whatever. Now then, Ian, now then. So, John, you have got, he's got a house, Martins, old London, Neil Hull 4 as his thing. Hull, John. you know and I know and other people will confirm, it's a shit pit, isn't it? It's a shit pit. You even tried that thing with your own internet. I spent a day with you, couldn't get fuck all to work, useless. 55 quid, get yourself some proper internet might help. Let's see if BT will run a line to your house. Right, so, John, you've won. You can send me a bet in the next 7 days. Try and pick a winner, eh? Let's have something that wins. I wish I knew which one of you answered could actually pick a winning bet, because then I'd pick that person. But it is all purely done fully at random. Goes in as number nines. He was number nine, rather, goes in as numbers. John was number nine this morning, and out number nine came. Some of you have asked for a Christmas party. Well, one person, actually, but then I think others said they enjoyed it. We had a Christmas Zoom party last year. I didn't have it in the plans this year, because obviously we didn't have lockdown and that, but people have asked. I'm a man of the people. If you would like to do it, I could perhaps do... next Saturday afternoon, whilst trading, I could have a couple of hours on Zoom, a couple of Guinness Zeros, a bit of fun, perhaps give away some prizes. So if that's of interest, let me know on Twitter or Telegram, and I'll sort my day out accordingly. I haven't got anything this week, really busy in the midweek, and obviously the following week is Christmas, and just things pop up then with different plans and brining turkeys and making gravy and all the other bits I've got to do. So the only day that looks... that I could certainly do is next Saturday afternoon. If anybody wants to have a little Christmas trading party, give me a shout and I'll see if I can set that up. Right, today's Advent calendar. Today's Advent calendar. Question. It is. There. Right, so 12th of December, we're playing for 60 quid. Somebody did make me laugh. I said, perhaps Boris was running one of my quizzes. We're playing for 60 quid on Advent. 12th of December, what are the two stone lions' names in front of the New York Public Library? What are the two stone lions' names in front of the New York Public Library? I've seen these. A little sort of tenuous link to gambling, because you need this. But the two stone lions' names in front of the New York Public Library for 60 quid, free bet. Put your names up, FTS Advent date, and the answer, retweet and like, and you could get yourself a £60 free bet to lose. Right, that's it. Football. Have I done any football? No, I'm useless, aren't I? Football today. We have got... I have got 2 1.5s for you. One is Villarreal and Rayo Vallecano. Villarreal at 1 o'clock, Villarreal, and at 5 o'clock, Sassuolo Lazio. Both those usual would wait 20-25 minutes and then get involved from there. So Villarreal and Sassuolo 1.5s. That's it, right. Battle of the Clarets, up the Burnley. Right, I'll Arsenal yesterday, absolute nailed on one. Some of these bets are just so obvious at times that it makes the game look easy. But if you just keep following those sort of things on the Poisson sheet, guys, you cannot possibly go wrong. They looked absolute standout for me yesterday, Arsenal. And all done and dusted and dropped to Aubameyang, I believe. I believe there's unrest in the camp from Aubameyang, and by all accounts played better for it. It's amazing, isn't it, these sort of prima donna players, you know, Spurs with Ali and Ndombele, Arsenal, Ozil, now Aubameyang, how they actually seem to have a detrimental effect rather than a positive effect. But there you go, get him out, ship him out. I never thought he was brilliant anyway, to be fair. I thought he had a couple of good years at Dortmund, but I never thought he was super. But there we go. Right, have a lovely day. Enjoy yourself. NFL this evening. And I will speak to you all on tomorrow.